I'm proud of you all. The Spirit, now, when you have a situation like this happen in your life, just stay cool, knowing that God is always in control. Everything has a lesson in it. So when things seem like the light coming on and the light going off in your life, always remember the light is stronger than the darkness. Learn a lesson from everything. I mean, learn a lesson. I wasn't binding Satan and all that. I wasn't doing all that. I was in the mirror, straightening my tie. My son, my youngest son, was with me, and the light went out, and I didn't say nothing. He looked at me. I ain't say nothing. I said, what did I pray? He said, nothing. Because I know God is in control. Something tremendously is about to happen here tonight. I remember going to preach for Dr. Price, and I had got into a certain measure of anointing. And so when they put the mic on me, it blowed out. They put the second one on me, it blowed out. The man didn't know what was going on. The man knew his business. He put the third one on me. It blowed out. So finally I figured out. I said, Lord, this anointing blowing this mic out. Let it down a little bit. Let it down a little bit so the mic can handle it. Yes, sir. Next one they put on at work, I went out and preached. Yes, so you see, you have to know, especially leaders, that we have generators. The generators was kicking on. Everything was kicking on. But you have to know as leaders, when you're leading people, you got to keep your cool. Yes, sir. You have to know that this is the Father's business. Yes, sir. Man, this you're messing with God. You're not messing with Leroy. You're messing with God. So I don't know what's going to come out of this. Yes, sir. But I know one thing. It's going to come out good. While it was going on, probably somebody got healed. Somebody made a decision that they need to make. Are you following me? This has been an experience for you. How you handle it? I see people looking at me. I'm cool. I'm cool because I always know all these years I've been serving him, he's in control. Yes, sir. I mean, I preach without lights. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I came from a sweating house. Sometimes the wind wasn't blowing. You follow what I'm saying? And so, rejoice. Be exceedingly glad, for the Lord is in this house. Glory to God. But again, I want to say I'm proud of you. You're handling it. The praises of everybody, the musician, you're handling it well. Yeah, you're handling it well. Don't even be concerned about it. You're handling it well. And the light shine in darkness. Yeah. And the darkness comprehended it not. So don't be over concerned. My mic's still on. Yeah. Don't be over concerned about what the enemy is trying to do. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Praise his name. We got the victory. Yeah. Hallelujah. I guess this song making somebody nervous. It's just song. Might have made the electric company nervous. I don't know. I never seen nothing like this. Glory to God. And you know, all lights didn't go out. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like that was light still burning. And I'm not talking about your phone. You have a light on the inside of you. My God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive. Father, tonight may you get the glory, and may the Lord Jesus Christ, may you be glorified, and the Lord Jesus Christ be magnified, and may the body of Christ be edified, and may the Holy Spirit get a chance to testify in our midst. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Write this down if you will. When the glory falls, the supernatural unfolds. When the glory falls, it causes the supernatural, miracles, signs, wonders. It speeds up everything suddenly, immediately, and straightway. So expect, as I minister this message tonight, for things to speed up.
Yes, sir.
In your life by the divine substance of the glory of God. Many substitutes has been made for the glory, where people tried to say the glory was there, but it wasn't manifested. Such thing as people say gold flakes was on their hand and arm. That wasn't the glory. Feathers flying through the air, somebody done took out their pocket. that wasn't the glory. And these things need to be mentioned because they're false prophets and false apostles. And people who Satan empowered to imitate the real power.
Yes, sir.
And so we have to have discernment. Is this God moving? Or is this Satan moving? Or this man moving? Because when the real glory comes, there's a harmony. There's an unfoldment of the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirit, the power gift, a special faith, working of miracles and gifts of healing, and the inspirational gifts are released when the real glory is manifested. These gifts is that we all may profit with all from a supernatural perspective. Are you listening? And the inspirational gifts, prophecy, divers kind of tongues, and interpretation. When the real glory is falling, the supernatural begin to unfold, such as the fruit of the Spirit begin to manifest: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, goodness, gentleness. And when the real glory is falling, you listening?
Yes.
The beatitude manifests. So there we have the gifts, the fruit, the beatitude, and there's one other group, the grace gifts. The fivefold grace gift that in Ephesians chapter 4, all of these things come out when the real glory is manifested.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about them further in this week, but tonight I have to talk about the glory unfolding. Turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 17. John Gospel, chapter 17. The glory make you just like God.
Yes, sir.
And this is why the enemy do not want the glory to be understood as we understand it this week.
Yes, sir.
Then John's Gospel, Jesus had stripped himself of his mighty glory and power. But then he's working on a glory he knew how to keep in place.
Yes.
As a man.
Yes, sir.
As a man. He kept a glory flowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll find out in John Gospel chapter 1 that he had a glory with him all the time. The glory is the complete, let's write this down, the glory is the complete presence of God. Good God Almighty. The glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do, can be with you at any given time. Matter of fact, he's with you all the time. If you know how to yield to the glory. What I say? You see, the substitute sometimes am to contaminate the substance. And so the body of Christ, I feel, boy, the Lord gonna hit this place tonight. The body of Christ has not seen the glory as she desired to see it, as she deserved to see it, as she need to see it. Because within the glory there is a light that can't be put out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The glory, the glorious light that shines from heaven. All right, 17th chapter of John, Jesus speaking. It says in the first verse, these words spake Jesus. Now I'm listening now.
Yes, sir.
These words spake Jesus. Now, these are important words here along the line of understanding the entrance and the permanent fact of the glory of God. Whew. These words speak Jesus. I want to hear what he's saying.
Yes,
I mean, why open this text up like this? These words speak Jesus. This is not just anybody talking here. The Lord himself going to reveal, going to pray for us in a certain way, going to reveal what make us one with the Father in our everyday life. No matter what's going on in your life, once you get this revelation, everything goes on in your life going to call for the supernatural to unfold. There's an impartation that will come on you tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That you will become a supernatural unfolder. Sometimes things are permitted for you to unfold more. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Sometimes you might be going through something now. No, God didn't put it on you, but God's going to let you unfold in it. Because sometimes the enemy do not really know who you are. Had they known it, the Lord of glory. You see, when the enemy put his hands on you, again, he's trying to crucify the Lord of glory.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord of glory, you hear me pretty good?
Yes, sir.
The Lord of glory is on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
So when you have difficulties in your life,
yes, sir.
Get on your feet and start shouting. God is about to do something else with me. And this thing is trying to disturb my life. Just like this thing going on tonight, trying to disturb me. But the finished product.
Yes, sir.
going to be more powerful than when I started.
Yeah.
Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I was told by men of God who've been out there a long time that when the service tried to be interrupted by the natural, never stop preaching. They keep ministering the word because the word is light.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The word is light.
Yes, sir.
So as we look here, these words spake Jesus, power. But then look at the next clause. Y'all stop worrying now. Come on. Look at the next clause. Look at the next clause. And lifted up his eyes to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Jesus talking, looking to heaven.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he could have said these words spake Jesus, but then he said, look what he said in the next phrase. My goodness, look what he said. And lifted up his eyes to heaven. Father.
And said, Father, the hour is come. Now underline this word, glorify thy son. That thy son also may glorify thee. Hup, I see something. Up. I see something in the spirit. You can't glorify God before you know God has glorified you. Jesus said, because you glorify me, because you give me your glory, now I can glorify you.
Yes, sir.
So my brother and sister, what happened? People are trying to glorify God without the glory. Look at it. It's right there. It's right there. He says, as thou, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy son. All right, I need you to glorify me for it, that thy son also may glorify thee. You see it? As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he shall give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might
know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad you had the meeting? Because somebody ain't getting something. Whom thou hast sent. Verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Verse 5. And now, O Father,
glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now listen, my brothers and sisters, the glory that Jesus had before the world was, guess what? You have it now. See, the King of Glory became you that you may become him. So the glory he talking about he had with the Father before he became a man. He became a man to transfer that glory to all mankind who would trust in him. Are you telling me, Apostle, that I have the same glory Jesus had before he left heaven? You know who Jesus was before he left heaven? He was a God.
Yes, sir.
You have God's power, God's glory, ready to manifest in you, just like Jesus had it before he left heaven. He left heaven to bring it to earth. Every time you cry, every time you doubt, you're wasting glory. Every time you think you can't make it, every time you think everybody against you, every time you think somebody can hold you down, you're wasting glory, because in that glory, listen to me, in that glory, everything you deal with, you got resurrection power. You can come out of it. Tell somebody, you can come out of it. No matter what it is, you cannot hold a glory carrier down. Because in that glory came resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
So whatever problem you may be dealing with, whatever attack may be on your life, you can resurrect out of it, yes, because you're a glory carrier.
Yes, sir.
You see, never believe you can do everything through prayer. Never believe you can do everything through praise and worship. There's a divine factor there that you must understand, that that's something I already have. I don't have to pray about it. You see, now, that would make your prayer powerful. But you're trying to pray to make that powerful. You can't pray to make that powerful. That's more powerful than your prayer. See, the glory is more powerful than your prayer. The glory, watch what Jesus asked the Lord to do before he left here. You know, because you cannot become one with God through prayer. I pull my own coat. You didn't say enough amen. I pull my own coat.
Yes,
you cannot, some of y'all bubbles gonna be bust.
Yes, sir.
You say, search the scripture, for in them you think you have life.
Yes, sir.
But they testify of me. Same thing about prayer.
Yes, sir.
Same thing about praise.
Yes,
same thing about worship. It's testifying what already have been done to you.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
You see what I'm saying? You're trying to get something done that is already did.
Yes, sir.
And the prayer and the praise and the worship enforces who you already are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me. The Spirit of God here. The dynamics of your whole Christian walk just have been changed. See, you enforcing who and what you already are. You never trying to get something to happen. You always putting yourself in a position to know you can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Your God nature is in the glory.
Yes, sir.
Let me read a little more, because I got one more scripture and I'll start giving you some principles to work with. In that same opening there. Look in the 20th verse now. 20th verse of John 17. Get over the lights.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I lack a little challenge every now and then. Give me a chance to wake my muscles a little bit.
Yes, sir.
How much do I trust him?
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
You follow me? He said, now the prayer I for these alone, you're in the 20th verse with me, right? But for them which also shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, watching now, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now look at verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me. I have given them. Now notice why. That they may be one even as we are one. So if you don't understand the glory, you're not one yet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
See? The light shone in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. All right, now let's go a little further. Turn to John Gospel, chapter 1. John Gospel chapter 1 for a minute there. And we're going to see some of the supernatural unfold. I don't know how long I'm going to preach. You know, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Sam was in the beginning with God. You see that, John? We can read all that, but I'm going to read this 14th verse. And the Word, capitalized as Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us. But they beheld. And we beheld his glory. See, the reason you're not excited, you don't know what glory is. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He was full of glory. What happened when a man or a woman become full of the glory of God? You can't be full of the Holy Ghost without being full of the glory, because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of glory. Say, I'm full of the glory. Yeah, you can have a tank full and don't use it, but it's there. And in these transactions, note this: when the glory falls, the supernatural unfolds. You got that? All right, note this. We start in faith, move into the anointing, yield to the glory, and supernatural begin to manifest. The glory of God is his grace, his goodness, gladness, and greatness being released at one time. First Chronicle 29, I think it is. I want to look at that before I go. Is it not, but it's the Lord. I seem like to be calling it up. Hallelujah. That light deal took a little bit out of y'all. Y'all. Oh, now y'all scared or something. What's the matter with y'all? First Chronicle 29. Now, David unfolded the magnitude of the packing, the presentation, or the power of the glory of God. David knew the glory of God, and there are certain things he said about God that we need to hear tonight. There are certain things that come or cometh with the glory of God. You have to know what you're packing. Yes, sir. Or it's not going to do you no good when you need it. Yes, sir. You have to move beyond religious adjectives and know how to activate, access, enjoy privileges that are not normal. You wrote that down? Privileges that are not normal. The glory is designed for you to enjoy privileges that are not normal. That's why the enemy don't want you to know about it. The enemy wants you to think that it's just a passing by moment, that you got to wait for it to fall. No, the glory is here. The glory is with you 24 hours a day. The job is you know how to access it, how to activate it, because it's not automatic. It needs participation. Yes, sir. And you're not going to be able to participate in it unless you have a revelation of how it works. And that's what this camp meeting is about, to show you how the glory works, that the rest of your life, no matter who else don't walk in it, you walk in your glory. And you don't let little things upset you, make you nervous, get you in stress, get you in worry, get you in fear, get you in doubt, because you know that that glory in you going to work it out. I don't care what you're dealing with in here tonight.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, how bad it's been, how long it's been.
Yes, sir.
The glory is about to deal with it. God sent you here for a reason.
Yeah.
That the glory can deal with it.
Yes,
for you and with you.
Yes,
and you'll know the next time how to flow in the glory. How to surrender to the glory. How to yield to the glory. How to flow in the glory. How to focus on the glory, not on that what happening to you, is what you about to make happen.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, I'm about to make something happen.
I'm about to make something happen.
Up in here.
Up in here.
Yes, sir.
Up in my life.
Up in my life.
For the Lord is aiming this week to make you a bona fide glory activator. You wrote that down? Oh, God, don't worry about that. I'm a glory activator. I'm about to activate some glory up in this house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm about to activate some glory in this mess.
Glory to God.
To know you have that.
Yes, sir.
To know you have that possibility and impossibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
To know you packing. To know that within the glory is everything you need to be successful in every time you deal with something. To know that the glory of God is functioning in your life and you know how to agree with it. You're not here by accident. The Lord brought you to this meeting. You've been studying for a long time. You've been praising Him. You love Him. But apostolically, He wants you to know about glory government. It takes an understanding of glory government for you to understand that no other power can shut you down. We function in the anointing. We function in faith. Now the Lord wants us to step up a little higher. There's another level of government. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Glory government. Say it. Governing through the glory.
Governing through the glory.
That's why Jesus got up out of the grave. Because the glory started functioning. See, they killed the man Jesus. But the glory is undiable.
Yeah.
So when something seems like it's missing in your life, know it's only temporary. Because
yeah.
You got to come back alive because
yeah.
You're packing the glory.
Yeah.
The glory can't be stopped.
You can't
bind the glory. That's why Satan don't want you to know that the same spirit, the same glory, that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Are you listening? Now, my brothers and sisters, You never heard about glory government. Me either. I just heard it a second ago. But it's apostolic. See, the body of Christ need to know about glory government because that's the way Jesus was governing. See, Jesus operated in faith, he operated in anointing, and all of a sudden he shifted to another gear and he went into the glory. See, you can aggravate faith. You sometimes can agitate and aggravate the anointing. Can't do it at the glory. See. And so the body of Christ will come into another stage of protection as the enemy loosed all his poison in the system. As Dr. Farr was talking about this morning, certain things they say you hate because you want to correct it because what God says. But we have to step up another level. Yes, the body of Christ. So God is stepping us up to a deeper dimension of our government. Yes, personally. Yes, sir. So take heed and pay attention to what the Lord is saying to you tonight. Because you're not at the same level you was 10 minutes ago. I know you're all deep in all that, but you're not at the same level. Yes, if you accept, yes, what the Holy Ghost is trying to minister to us this night, you move to another position because you was packing something you didn't really know you was packing. Yes, and it's the most powerful packing you packing. Yes, that's why Jesus prayed, yes, they can't be one unless they know how to flow in the glory. When faith and the anointing stops, the glory take off. Matter of fact, when the glory come, faith sit down. The anointing got to sit down when the glory come. Because the glory don't need no help. The glory come to take over. So there's a situation going to come in your life. And because you here tonight, and because you know how to activate the glory, it's going to take over, and you're just going to sit there and watch the glory work on your behalf. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
See, if you think the glory is just smoke and a fog, no, the glory is the real you. We are a glory family. The kingdom of God is the glory kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Our Christ is the King of glory.
Yes, sir.
Our God is the Father of glory.
Yes, sir.
We are children of glory.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing the word quiz. Quiz. What you dealing with is just a glory quiz. He's trying to get you to another level. Somebody about to go to another level up in here. You know why? You know why? Before I get to speaking, you're going to recognize I can pass this test. I'm not by myself. I'm not just operating in faith. I'm not just operating in anointing. I have another power,
yes,
called the glory of God, which is God himself.
Yes, sir.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, sir.
Sometime my brothers and sisters challenges or a test for the next class. Stop plunking the test. Stop complaining about, oh, me, or why me. Why not you? Come on, grow up. Grow up and know that God is working on something for you at all times.
Hallelujah.
Anybody getting help? You've grown. In these last few minutes, you've grown.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's some things you have to know about the glory. Sit down. There's some things you need to know. Verse 10. First Chronicles 29. Verse 10. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Lord, I bless you. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. David is not saying it tonight. I'm saying this over you. I'm pulling the mask off of David, and I'm becoming David tonight. We need this now. We don't need this when David was back there. We need this right now. You have to learn how to pull the mask off of Jesus. Yeah. Pull the mask off biblical characters.
Yes,
and you must become them.
Yes,
and you must become, whoo, my God. Yes, you must stand before God as you have the same thing that they had.
Yeah.
Yes, he's not only David's father, he's my father.
Yes, sir.
I don't need him yesterday.
Hey.
I need you now. Every day. Every day. Now, in a few minutes, the glory is going to hit you, and I'm going to sit down. But I feel it coming all of my leg. The glory about to shake this place up, boy. I'm telling you, just watch it. You can sit there, you might have some brakes on. We're going to break your brakes. The glory about to hit this place. When the glory comes, nobody can stop the glory. Bye-bye problem, bye-bye lack, bye-bye sickness and disease, bye-bye. My answer is up in here tonight. I'm going to get my answer. I'm going to get my direction. I'm going to get my help in this place tonight. When the glory come, I'm going to receive what I need to receive. I'm ready for the glory. It's another level in the body of Christ. It's another level. See, we have tried to teach the glory sporadically. And it comes sometime and it don't. No, you're a carrier of the glory. You have to learn how to activate it. It's your asset. You got to learn how to activate it. Because it does not work automatically. Now, once you activate it, get out of the way. Now, sit down. Let me read this to you. Somebody getting it. Anybody getting it on your rope? Before I read this, now you know why that problem is in your life. That the glory can unfold. That you may find out who you really are. Satan already know who you are. That you may find out who you are. Satan already know who you are. But it'd be more important for you to know who you are. I hear a description of the glory David give us. And this is what happened when a person understand the glory. Notice verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. So within the content of the glory is greatness. Who won't stand up against greatness? I didn't say weakness. Greatness. So I want you to say this. The greatness of God is on the inside of me. Whoa, whoa. You see what's happening? Huh? You're stirring up the glory. The greatness of God is on the inside of me. Stop believing you are warm. Stop believing you left out. Or you the black sheep of the family. Or some of this stuff. Or all this old stuff. Or a slave and all this crazy stuff. Stop believing that the greatness of God is on the inside of me. What's 1 John 4:4 say? And the power. Say the power of God is on the inside of me. Now you're talking about a power that is greater than the Holy Ghost power. See how they get quiet? God is the God of the Holy Ghost. They're one, but God is the man. I want to honor God here tonight. God the man character in the whole deal. Everybody got to sit down when God show up. He's the one. He's the one. He's the creator of heaven and earth. When somebody go to talk about God, he's the one. There's no other level. And you mean to tell me his power in me? Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, look what he said next. Look what he said next. Somebody ought to do a jig right now. Three things. Greatness, power, and glory call for
a jig. Greatness. Somebody need to cut up a little bit. Greatness. Got your Bible? Not through yet. I got something else on the inside of me. I don't only have greatness. Oh, Lord. I don't only have power. I don't only have glory. But I got something else on the inside of me. You can't whip me. You can't pin me down. Because I got something else on the inside of me. Victory. Look at it. I got victory on the inside of me. How can you whip victory? How can you pin victory down? How can you pin victory? Say victory.
Victory.
Get
victory.
Victory. Victory. That means you can't lose.
I can't lose.
You, whatever you give it, that means that can't whip you.
Can't win.
That's everything that's not going right is only temporary. Can't be the dog.
Was give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I got victory on the inside of me. Because I have the glory on the inside of me, I have victory over every attack, every situation. I'm walking victoriously right now. I got the victory. I got the glory. I got the power. I got the greatness. We used to sing that song, Victory is Mine.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't cutting up enough. Man. I'm going to go sit down. Y'all... Man, listen to me. I'm preaching up in here. I'm not telling you no little story or no trying to get you just excited. No, empowerment. All you have to do now when you're dealing with something is say, greatness.
Greatness.
Glory.
Glory.
Power.
Power.
Victory.
Victory.
And just act like you know what you're talking about when you say it. Just act like you know what you're talking about. Problems will say he knows something. I need a P-R-E-Y. I don't need to deal with this. I've dealt with him before. I know who you are. But do you know who you are? I'm victory. Who got it? Because if the glory in me, all that the glory represents is also in me. Give me 5 or 10 more minutes. The glory in me. See, good God Almighty. Let me go back to this. When the glory falls, the supernatural unfolds. I got it, Lord. That's supernatural greatness. You're not great because you went to college. Because your college greatness cannot deal with demon power. So let's say it again. I got supernatural greatness on the inside of me. When you add the word glory and supernatural to it, that means there's nothing beyond that. That's why Jesus was praying that we have the glory, because he was functioning out of faith, the anointing, and the glory. For so long we thought he just functioned out of faith and the anointing, but he was functioning out of the glory that him and the Father was one. So when you mess with me, you're messing with the Father. Because the Father, supernatural greatness, is on the inside of me. Ooh, my goodness. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Father, supernatural power. Now you gotta say it with some gusto. You just gotta be the supernatural. No, the power, the Father, supernatural power. Say it. On the inside of me. Say it like you mean it. I have super natural glory on the inside of me. And when I start stirring it up, the supernatural within become the supernatural upon. I have supernatural victory on the inside of me. Good God Almighty. You seeing it? Because I'm a glory packer. Every time you think you're getting whooped, that's a bastard spirit. You are a child of the living God. You're not no bastard. You got a father. You got a spiritual father who rules and reigns. Regulate. Oh my God. Oh my God. I have the supernatural majesty of God. Oh, God on the inside of me. You never said I got the supernatural majesty of God on the inside of me. What? Do you know what majesty means? Oh, I see some of y'all not going to say nothing. Oh, some of y'all are deep Bible scholars. I see. You look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Just go ahead and be your Bible scholar then. Something happening in here. I'm almost through. But you got, you as a Christian, we've been religionized and traditionized so much. But the Lord is turning the table. I got supernatural majesty on the inside of me. And I see religious folks will tell you, no, don't be saying that, baby. You ain't got no majesty in you. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
I know I'm a priest.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I'm a king.
Yes, sir.
I'm a heavenly citizen.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Some of y'all scared to say it. I got supernatural majesty.
On the inside of me.
Don't dishonor Jesus with your religious spirit. I'm trying to close here. Don't you be dishonoring Jesus because you think you're so deep that I'm saying something wrong. I'm trying to take you somewhere you've never been before. And guess what? I'm going along with you. I ain't never said I had no supernatural majesty on the inside of me, but bless God, I'm glad I'm here. I'm a different man. Because, see, when I heard that, see, I'll be driving along the car, I remind myself, you got supernatural majesty on the inside of you. I said, what? Now, I know you knew that already. And I know you had said it 30 or 40 times. I understand. We're just trying to learn, but I know you knew. And I know you had said it before. You lying thing, you ain't said nothing. Because it's revelation coming to us fresh. You have to go and preach this to brothers and sisters all over the world. They're not at this meeting. See, sometimes they think we're off, but we're taking off. See, no mean to us own. I can't preach it. I go preach somebody else. Yeah, no mean to us own. When you tell me no, it's on now. I'm about to release some of this power. I'm about to release some of this majesty. I'm about to release some of this glory. I'm about to release some of this victory that I got inside. You say, no, I can't have that. It's on now. So from this night forward, Satan know when he mess with you, it's on. Really mean it's over. It's going to work in my favor. Walk heavy, Leroy. Walk heavy. Man, the Lord helping us here. Man, we done find out I got supernatural majesty on the inside of me. I ain't no frog sitting on a log. I got the Spirit of God on the inside of me. Glory to God. I got rivers of living water flowing through me, flushing me.
Yes, sir.
I got to find a jump at all place, boys. I'll get in a minute. I'm looking for it. I'll get in a minute. Hallelujah. I'll get it in a minute. I got a jump at all place here. Glory to God. Glory to God. You brought your shouting clothes? For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. The Lord. Now come on, go with him now. I want you to go with him. I'm about to say something. You got to go with him though. Oh Lord, thou art exalted as head above all. You have that in you. Somebody gonna get scared what I'm about to say now. Wherever God can go, I can go. Whatever God can do, woo, I can do. See, y'all scared. Don't be scared. That's what he in you for. God really in you to show off. I got scriptures for that. He in you. He want to show off through you. He want to show off through your life. He want to make the world jealous enough to check in and say, "What? See what you use." You see? Don't push us, study me. Don't push us, say, he got something going on. We got, this dope man doing all he got going on. He don't just have money. He got honey too. He happy. He got joy. See? See? That's where we should be. Joy unspeakable. And full of glory. A fire that you can't put out. All right, I'm a clothes. I got a clothes, boy. Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. Verse 12. See, because we have stupefied glory. Because we don't understand glory carries something else. Both riches. Wealth. Prosperity, yes, sir. Abundant, yes, sir. Overflow, yes, sir. Is in the glory. Riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might. And in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. So he says in verse 13, in front of his congregation, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise. Lift your hand and thank him. And praise thy glorious name. We thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Take that sense. Take that what the Lord has said. He kind of turned me some because the enemy was trying to shut us off. And I'm glad I said something. I said there's something good gonna come out of this. And so because of that, the Lord turned, and now we have the revelation of the fact that we have supernatural greatness in us. And that supernatural majesty, man. When I heard that when I was preaching, I said, ooh, this is powerful. Because it's a divine dignity that I have now. Yeah, see, in other words, it raised the bar that nothing too good for me to have. I'm tired of these sinners strutting before the body of Christ, waving at us like we don't have no God. It's time for our majesty to rise up on the inside and start manifesting on the outside, that we know Tatilo Somenshando, that we're serving a big God, that nothing in this world can handle or stop. There's a flow gonna start in your life. Starting tonight. Don't stop it, yeah? Let it flow. Oh, now you're gonna get a little scary sometime because you're gonna be going so fast, but just hold on. Just hold on. Put your supernatural seat belts on, because God, what you heard tonight, God about to raise you up, about to raise you. Wow! See, I wasn't gonna do that. Just come. Raise your ministry. Excuse me. Raise your ministry up. Raise your personal life up. Raise your family up. Because what was put in you, you listening? Is yeast. Yeast. And tonight, I'm closing, son, you have become rising bread. They looked at you yesterday, but they're not going to see the same person tomorrow, because you're constantly rising on the inside. The glory, how? The glory constantly rising on the inside, and your life constantly rising, and they're going to say, where's she at? I'm going to another level. Another level. Say, I'm next to you. Come on. To another level.